You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, Liz Peterson with the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services spoke before the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors. Here are the unedited comments of Liz Peterson.
Okay, good morning, Board. My name is Liz Peterson. I'm with the County Administrator's Office and the Office of Emergency Services. This morning, I would like to tell your board and the public about the successes from last week's mock fire. I'm about to share with you only scratches the surface, but I want you to know about your staff, our partner agencies, and the community, who all came together to do their individual and unique parts. I could talk all about our IT staff, who after a call the day the fire started, immediately jumped into action setting up the EOC with phone, radio, and computer access. Or the fact that our tribal partners stopped by the EOC 2 days into the fire, willing to help in any way we needed. Or I could tell you about the American Red Cross and how our local reps worked through the night, the day the fire started, to provide a safe, physically distanced shelter for evacuees once their hotel vouchers were gone. Or the roadside brushing we did with CAL FIRE and County Roads using CCI funds on Priest Coulterville Road, where the fire was held. The Sonora PD and CHP, who patrolled the fairgrounds constantly at night to make sure the evacuated animals were safe. Or your animal control staff, who worked almost 250 hours evacuating and caring for pets and livestock. The Sonora High School Transportation Director, who called to offer their buses for evacuees. Or PG&E, who contacted me to confirm where we were sheltering people so they could cancel their planned power shutoff for the weekend at the fairgrounds. But this morning, I would like to tell you just two stories of partnership. At Tuolumne County, we feel strongly that everyone has a role, and it is more than just our firefighters who contribute to the success of a fire. Last year, your board set up the Fire Safety and Community Resilience Task Force, which was comprised of county agencies and partners meeting monthly to develop goals, discuss plans, and implement projects related to fire safety and community resilience. Because of our belief that everyone has something to contribute, this task force included some partners that wouldn't normally be at the table for a fire conversation. One of those partners was Madeline Amlin, the county's GIS analyst. As a mapping extraordinaire, she accepted her role in fire safety, and the day the mock fire started, she put together a public map for individuals to see road closures and their evacuation zones. She also put together a GIS coordinators group out of the fire safety task force that met monthly with other GIS magicians, as I like to call them, who discussed mapping needs, projects, and ideas to better bring information to the public when fires started. As a result, when we heard the ICP needed additional GIS support for the mock fire because resources were stretched thin statewide, we were able to reach out to this coordinators group who had already been engaged, and we had seven different individuals who were ready to assist CAL FIRE. One other story I'll share. We've all heard a lot about the difficulty of evacuating those with access and functional needs, especially during a fire. So last year, we worked with our partners to discuss our plan and ensure we were all in agreement about all our partners were engaged and aware of the plan. So when Sheriff Pooley called for evacuation orders for the entirety of the Groveland area and Pine Mountain Lake, we went immediately to implement our plan. Darren Grossi from Tuolumne County Transit had given me his cell phone number just hours before and told me buses were available for whatever we needed. Lucy Tyndall with Southside Senior Services and Kristen Milhoff with Area 12 Agency on Aging took their lists of seniors who couldn't drive or needed evacuation assistance and directed them to the sheriff immediately, as planned. The sheriff had his staff call each and every person on those lists, and his deputies drove to those homes, evacuated all the folks who needed assistance, and took them to Moccasin, where we had Tuolumne County Transit buses waiting to take them to the fairgrounds, where they were safe, and eventually put in a hotel room for the duration of the fire. There are definitely things we can learn and improve on, but the mock fire is a great example of what happens when every agency is engaged and contributing. Lastly, I'll leave you with these words from the governor about our firefighters. We can't forget about them. including your very own Chief Cashy and Chief Murphy, doing their part for the success of the mock fire.
Progress really needs to be highlighted here, this mock fire. This is in around Hetch Hetchy. Could have impacted the entire Hetch Hetchy system, which is that 167-mile gravity-fed system that actually feeds the water and a lot of the power for the city and county of San Francisco and the region as it relates to the Public Utilities Commission that manages that region through their work. There was real concern around this fire. Just 2,800 acres on Monday. The containment over the weekend, we got to 20%, but real concern about the impact that this could just go. And I'll tell you, if you want a good news story, if someone actually wants to write a good news story, learn about the heroism of the firefight and the firefighters there. 60% contained in over 48-hour period, and they kept it at 2,800. What, you know, it's an old adage in politics broadly defined, unlike baseball, you don't get credit for saves. Let's hope that these firefighters get some credit for what they were able to produce at this fire. We've been talking a lot about it privately, and I just thought it was important to share that publicly. Great work of CAL FIRE, great work of our mutual aid system, demonstrably exampled in the mock fire.